Today on Compassion Radio.
God sent the church to be out. Yes. He said, tell them, go to all the world and share them the gospel and tell them the kingdom is come. Heal the sickness and raise up the dead.
And raise up the dead. And yeah. Sometimes it's figurative, sometimes it's literal.
This is the call of God for us to go out, not yes. to go to the church, but to be the church.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram takes you with him to the farthest corners of the globe, where he spends time with the people who've been called to share the love of Jesus Christ in the mission field. A short time back, Bram spoke at length with Reverend Joseph Zorob, a man who pastors more than one church in Beirut. From an unbelievably violent childhood, to feeling but resisting the call of God as a young man, to the present day as a pastor, Joseph's exciting testimony will encourage you as you hear of God's faithfulness in his life. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to join us for the final part of this conversation. Here's Bram.
Learning to forgive actively and follow Christ, is it something that is widespread, or is it still a very select few of you that have responded to this kind of love?
This is God's love, yeah. Not my love.
Right.
All what I know that I am needed by God, and God put love in my heart without thinking if it's Muslim or Christian. I can't see that the difference now.
Yeah.
I see that sinners need Jesus.
Yes.
I am not treating the people as Muslim and Christian. Every person I see him, I lead him to Jesus Christ. I see that he's a sinner. He's not a Muslim. He's not Christian. Yeah. He needs Jesus.
I'm learning through my travels, too, that all of the preconceptions I might have about Islam are pretty much out the window when you sit down and have lunch with somebody and realize that, for crying out loud, they need Jesus as much as I ever did. In fact, absolutely, they need Jesus now, and I'm the one that can give it to them. But I don't care about them until I treat them like friends.
Yes.
And I do know that the only thing that really turn enemies into friends is, in fact, the spirit of Christ within us. Because we'll never rationalize ourselves back into caring about people. Something has to happen for love to happen.
Yes.
And when Jesus happens to us and in us, things change.
Yes. I have many friends when I was in the army. They are Muslims. Mm-hmm. Sure, they're still Muslims. They didn't come to Jesus. But I was very friendly with them, and I was very nice with them, and I helped them and served them in Jesus' heart. And they trust me and love me more than other Christians. And they say, are you Christian? They ask me this question, are you mm-hmm. Christian? So why you ask me this? They say, because you are different from all our friends, the Christians. Mm-hmm. They are bad, they go to make bad things, but you are very nice with us, you love us, you show us different Christianity image, and really we trust you, and we come to you, and we trust your Jesus.
Mm.
And this has make strong friendship, and they open their heart for me, and I pray for them, and many times they call me for a lot of things to pray for them. And this is what God changed in my heart,
yes.
that to show his image, not who I am, or not yes. what is my religion.
What an important thing to say, Pastor, that our job is to show them God's image.
Yes.
That when they look at you, they would see Jesus.
Yes.
It is not, again, about theology so much. We don't want to hide and not share what God means to us or what we understand him to be. We're not trying to be false Christians
yes.
or hidden Christians.
Just in Jesus.
But the most important thing is simply to be there and to be him.
Yes. To be simple. You know, yeah. Jesus was simple and clear.
Yes, he was.
And humble. And this is to be a success, and this is the master key for us.
Yeah.
As a believer, I always say this, HSC, humble, simple, clear.
Humble, simple, and clear.
This is all. And God will change all the people they meet you, because we face a lot of things like theology problems, and we are the best, and our church is the amazing church, and others are nothing. And this is a very big mistake, and make a big miss between us and between the people. Just, you know, Jesus teach us a very strong lesson about serving, to start washing the feet, to be humble and simple. And that's how. I love people as they are. And I don't ask them, be Christian, to be friend with you. I love them. Muslims, Druze, Shia, all kinds. I love them. I have strong fellowship with them. And they honor me. And they come to church. They come to Jesus. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Because they know that this person... He loved us as we are, and he didn't fight us. He didn't say, you are wrong now till you can be Christian.
Right. And I want to ask you about that, because I'm struggling a bit with the way we talk about these situations with Americans. Loving Muslims is a ministry.
Yes.
It is something only God can help us to do, and it's something he wants done. Can you have an effective ministry, and can you be obedient to Christ if you only love them, but they never come to Jesus?
I still love them. I never stop the love.
Okay. Why? If the only objective is to get them into the kingdom, then why would you love them even if they said no?
Because God still loves them, and they give them a chance. Because if they are breathing now and they have a life, God giving them a chance. Who I am to stop love them?
Who are we to stop loving?
You must love them. The most amazing weapon God put in our hands is the love. If I speak tongues and if I have a very high degree in theology, and I don't have love, my tongue is nothing, and my theology is nothing, and all what I am doing is nothing. Love is the master key in our life.
And you know that scripture by heart, Pastor, because you literally spoke the tongues of men and angels. So God gave you that gift for a time that brought joy to you and healed a huge amount of hurt. Not just hurt, but resurrected from the dead, a man that was long gone.
Yes.
So you can say with confidence that those things, as important as they are, joy, peace, and love, anything
the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, even if those things are in abundance, but there's not really love there for fellow man, then all that's worthless.
Nothing. Nothing. Love is everything.
All right. This has been a powerful conversation, and I don't want to stop it right now, but I think we need to wrap it up pretty soon. But I'm going to ask you a couple of things, Pastor. First of all, what is God doing in Lebanon now, and where do you think he's going with it?
Now God is making great things in Lebanon. Lebanon is the key of the Middle East.
Why do you think it's the key?
First, it looks like a key in the map.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Second, because it's a Christian country, and we have the Arabic language, the Arabic culture, and the atmosphere is more Christian than Muslim.
Or at least it's friendly to it.
Yes, and all Muslims countries like to come to Lebanon because it's an open country. And we have the freedom to share the gospel.
Yes.
We can do in Lebanon that we can do in another country in the Arab world.
It is the only Arab country that I know that actually has civil freedoms, actually written in law.
The government protects us as churches.
So you are allowed
the freedom to share the gospel.
You can actually choose to change religions here without being persecuted.
Yes,
but
it's very easy.
It's difficult, of course, but it's not illegal.
Yes, okay. It's very easy. From a few days, I changed the religion for a person in my church.
So now where is Lebanon going? You say it's the key to the Middle East. What do you think is going to happen next? What's God stirring that you're seeing here?
I know that what I see that there's a big revival coming. And a lot of
what Arab kind of revival?
From Arab nations are coming to Lebanon and receive Jesus Christ. And it will be a big revival for shaking the Middle East. Because if I am thinking like that, if now we have 2 million Syrians in Lebanon, and
that's a lot of people.
Yes, and this 2 million Jesus come to Jesus Christ. This 2 million come to Jesus Christ. And they go back to Syria. Can you imagine what they do?
They build a whole Christian nation.
God bringing he bring Iraqian, he bring Syrian, he bring Egyptian, he bring from Morocco, from different, even from Asia, to come to Lebanon and to receive Jesus Christ, invest in them, and send them back to their countries as leaders.
Yes.
In my church, I have churches. Many people call me from Philippines. Thank you, Pastor, because we come to Lebanon as workers, and we go back to Philippines as ministers.
Yeah.
And we start planting churches.
We seem to think in America that we're the only place where God is bringing the nations to us. It's not true. But we do have many nations coming into America. But Lebanon, you're saying, is the key to the Middle East because God is bringing you the entire Middle East.
This is the problem that the media sent the bad news always to America.
Yeah, that's true.
And the American churches, sorry if I say that, they are focused on the media, the news, but they are not focusing on the word of God and God's plans.
Well, let's talk about what God's plans are. What do you believe God would say to the church in America right now about what he's up to here?
For me, God, the coming days, he wants to shake the church in America, to wake them up, to know that they are not alone in their world.
Yes.
There's a lot of Christians, and we are one, and we need each other. And now the time that God must, the people, the church must wake up and start look and search what God is doing in, around the world, and send the missionaries and to stand as a churches together in unity, because we are all responsible about that. Even the American church or any church in the world, we are all responsible, because if we don't know each other, we are one in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we are going to, they coming to stand in front of him. He's going to ask him, ask us, what you did for us, what you did for me, and what we shall say for him.
Yeah.
We are following the news.
When do we see you naked and alone and needed of help? Yeah. And you're saying that we'll be caught in our trespass of watching the news and not watching him.
We are the newsmakers. Yes. And we are the peacemakers.
Yes. Or at least we should be.
Yes. The church is not a closed culture to have a good fellowship together. Mm. And that's it. It's a safe zone on the church. Is God sent the church to be out.
Yes.
And said, tell them, go to all the world and share them the gospel and tell them the kingdom is come. Heal the sickness and raise up the dead.
And raise up the dead. And sometimes it's figurative, sometimes it's a literal.
This is the call of God for us to go out, not to go to the church, but to be the church.
To be the church.
To be the church.
Now, to wrap up real quickly, you talked about the different communities here in Lebanon that you've had the privilege of pastoring and encouraging along the way, and people you never thought you would ever love, God made you love with a passion. So you have Filipinos and Ethiopians and Syrians and Iraqis and Armenians. This is the kingdom of God all around you, speaking multiple languages.
And God make it easy for me. He brings the nations for me. I'm not going to the nations. And I am sending them again.
Yes, you are.
Every time God makes things, even he makes the salvation easy like for us, and he makes the ministry easy for us, but just to obey, to be humble and obey, and to accept God, what he called us. It's very easy. When I accept Jesus and accept to be humble and obey, God changed all my life.
Yes, he does.
That's it.
And it's a pretty simple formula. It's not easy. There are plenty of times when being obedient will be very difficult, but it's simple.
Because not I am serving, Jesus is serving.
Yeah. Jesus is serving through you.
Yes.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again when it's convenient for you just by opening up your favorite browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com.
Just a day away, but Lord, I trust you. The best and worst of days are yet to come. Be glorified regardless of the cost. Be magnified whether joy or loss. Lord, I trust you. Never.
That's Selah with a song called Lord, I Trust You from their album Unbreakable. And we'll send you your very own copy of it today when you support this ministry financially. You can do that by going to CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Okay, Pastor, you have authority to speak over believers who are seeking Him because you've been there and you've been redeemed from the pit. And you have given testimony to that in the past few programs of how you literally faced death day in, day out.
Yes.
And became dead on the inside, dead in your sins, and that God brought you from that pit of despair into a life of joy and purpose and meaning. And you're doing that now in incredible ways. I rejoice in that. But because of that authority, I'm going to simply ask you, if you would, to take a couple of minutes and pray over these American believers that are listening to this program.
Yes.
We often have our guests speak their words and then pray their prayers so we can enter into their experience with God. So if you would be willing, I would love to have you speak in prayer over our people.
Yes. I pray. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your salvation. Lord, we ask you in this time to wake up the churches around the world.
Yes, Lord.
To feel that we are responsible to serve you and to be in unity and to be one and to go out the church, to be the church that are moving around the world and bring peace and be the news maker. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Lord, open our eyes to see that the Islam need us, the Druze need us, the Jews need us, all the nations need us. They need Jesus and they need the church because we are the ambassador of God. And you sent us as ambassador to the reconciliation with God. Lord, I ask you to bless the churches and cover them and protect them in the blood of Jesus and to give us a new vision and to give us the power and to give us all what we need to go out and share the gospel. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for everything you give us. You make everything easy for us. Just we must obey you. Lord, help us to obey you in this time and to be simple and to be clear and to go all around the world and share the gospel because we are in the last days. We are in the last days now and all the people need us because Jesus wants mercy for these people and we have the mercy. We have the mercy, we have the peace, we have the healing, we have the Holy Spirit. And God, give us everything to help our nation, to help the world, to help the sinners from everything. Lord, thank you for everything. And thank you for the church in America, in Lebanon, and all around the world. And thank you for the spirit of unity. In Jesus' name, we ask you, spirit of unity, to be one in you and to serve you and raise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And amen. Pastor Joseph Sorab, incredible testimony today. And amen. I thank you for being more than willing to share it with us. We need you, and we need people like you to be honest about how God has transformed them. Because we'll overcome the evil one with the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. The Revelation makes that very clear. Those two things are essential. You said they're weapons.
Yes.
That our word and the word of God itself is a weapon that will defeat every other weapon.
Amen.
Those who receive mercy can be merciful.
Yes.
Those who know God's peace can become peacemakers. I'm praying for those kind of things to happen more and more through the church.
Yes.
That they would become the agents of change, not for politics and not for economics, but for kingdom, eternal life. And that all those other things could be brought under that and be empowered with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I've seen real power in you, Pastor. I've seen joy in your family. We'll be praying for more and wonderful works of the Holy Spirit here in Lebanon and then the world around us that are being affected by your witness here. And as God has sent you half the country of Syria, it seems, may He create great revival there so that when these people finally get a chance to go back and rebuild, that is going to be a revival of an entire nation.
Yes. This is our dream, our vision. To see all the Arab nations for Jesus Christ.
We'll continue to pray with that in mind and heart, and we will trust that God will raise you up and sustain you in the work of the years to come.
And for all the listeners, I ask them to pray for us. And we need you to all stand with us as one body for Jesus Christ And we are all responsible to serve him and to give the glory for him.
Amen. Well, again, this has been a powerful, powerful time, so I appreciate all that you've had
to
say.
Thank you so much.
If you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up your favorite browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, you can check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And go ahead and sign up for our email updates while you're at it. Oh, and if you have a minute, go ahead and take our partner survey. This is a great way for us to learn how to better serve you. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, I'd like to ask you to consider three things. First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. And second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the exciting reports Bram brings us from the mission field all over the world. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? We're 100% listener supported, so your gifts make it possible for us to continue. Today when you give, we'll send you a copy of the latest CD from gospel vocal trio Selah called Unbreakable as our way of saying thanks. To support Compassion Radio today, you can call 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you're there, just click on the top right mini menu icon and then click Donate. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Thanks a lot. Here's Bram with a closing word.
Hi, friends. I'm in Beirut this week, following some of the most inspiring people you'll ever meet, as they do incredible work. The gospel is going out with power here and redeeming people in amazing ways. In turn, they've been introducing me to the beautiful people that God has placed in front of them. Make sure to spend a few minutes at the Compassion Radio Facebook page to see some pictures and videos of these wonderful folks. I want to bring you these stories and interviews so that your faith will expand and burst forth with joy and powerful authority. That is our calling. Will you help us keep doing this very thing? Will you help us stay on the air and in the field, bringing you good news stories each and every day? We can't do it without your prayer and support, friends, and right now we need both. God has always inspired our Compassion Radio family to give in exactly the measure needed, and I'm counting on the fact that this is still just as true today. When you give, I know that God will be pleased. And the world will hear how much you love them. So let us hear from you today.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We appreciate you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.